Isaiah 42, 1 through 8.
Behold my servant, who I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and speaking facts he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the Hosean shall wait for his law. This says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and the spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in the darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to graven images.
Okay. Now this is a prophecy, of course, about Jesus. But as I was reading this, it came to me that this also fits us. Behold my servant, whom I uphold. Now, Jesus, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation, but took upon him the form of a servant. So behold my servant, in whom I uphold. So we are, God's servants. And then he says, whom I uphold. Behold my servant, whom I uphold. Now this is God, the Father, talking about Jesus Christ, his Son. Behold my servant, whom I uphold. In Peter it says, we were kept by the power of God through faith. So God is able to keep us, and here we see that he is actually prophesying and saying this, behold my servant whom I uphold. So Christ wasn't upholding himself, he was being upheld. There's something he had to do, but we want to see this. Mine elect. Well, we're his elect, right? Mm-hmm. I've called you out of darkness into your marvelous. You are a chosen generation. You've not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you go and bring forth fruit. Okay, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. Well, guess what? He did that to us too. Amen? Mm-hmm. And he said this, and he said, that the works he did, Jesus said this, that the works he did, we would do also. And greater works than these. Because it's needful. It's expedient for you that I go back to the Father. Because if I don't go back to the Father, the Spirit won't come. The other Comforter won't come. So what Jesus did, he did through the Spirit. And God prophesied how he was to do it. You know, he shall bring forth justice. Judgment in the King James, but he's bringing justice. The world's justice system is messed up. It's not fair. There's no justice because Satan isn't just. Amen? He's evil. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He shall not cry, lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, a smoking flax shall he not quench. But he shall bring forth judgment or justice unto truth. He's going to bring forth the truth. And when we know the truth what? It makes us free or sets us free, King James. It makes us free. So he shall not fail to be discouraged. So what we are to do, we're to bring forth the truth too. Because we're being led by the Spirit of truth, right? And so the whole world lies in darkness. But we are the lights of the world, and so just us being alive, we're being witnesses. We are to live the truth and speak the truth into the darkness. Okay. He shall not fail nor be discouraged. He shall not fail nor be discouraged. Now unto him who is able to keep you and I from falling, to present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, he shall not fail nor be discouraged. Well, how do you know that, God? Because he said he's going to uphold him with the right hand of his righteousness. He's going to uphold him. And he said that to us too. It's another prophecy. You know, he'll uphold us with the right hand of his righteousness. But we have a part to play in it. But we're going to see this in a minute. But we see here that he's prophesying, declaring ahead of time that Jesus isn't going to be discouraged till he have set judgment or justice in the earth, and the island shall wait for his law. Or what was your version say there?
He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in earth, and the coastland shall wait for his law.
Coastland. Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay, yeah. They'll wait for his law. You know, they'll be following him. They'll be waiting for his word. Okay, so he's going to bring that, but he's not going to be discouraged. So God is able to keep him from being discouraged. And so God's able to keep us from being discouraged. Thus saith God, the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. So this is how great God is. This is what God did. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant to the people. Well, we're not going to be a covenant to the people, but we are going to show forth that covenant, his righteousness. But the Lord has called you and I in righteousness. You know, we are made the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. So I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness. I will hold thy hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant for a light of the Gentiles. Oh, wow. But he's talking of Jesus, but it fits us too. He's able to keep me from falling. He's able to present me faultless before his presence, exceeding joy. So I need to believe it. That's my part. It's our part is to believe it. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison. Now this is what God is prophesying or saying that his son is going to do. And so when he came here, he did it. But he said, they're not my words, but the Father in me. He doeth the works. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Paul said in Corinthians, if our gospel be hid, it's hid from those whom the God of this world has blinded the eyes of them that believe not. So God is able, through his word, through us, through his word, to open the eyes of the blind. We can't open the eyes of the blind, but his word works. His word opens the eyes of the blind. I am a Lord, that is my name. My glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images, nor will he give it to us, in the sense that it's not us that's bringing it about. It's him that's working in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Okay, now, in the same chapter, 16 to 25.
And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our gods. Hear ye, death. And look, ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant?
or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but he heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none deliver, for a spoil, and none saith, restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger, and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire round about, yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart.
Okay. So I will bring a blind, I will bring the blind by, now this is God talking. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do to them, unto them, and not forsake them. Now, these are the called, these are the chosen. They're blind. And they don't know. You know, they don't know everything. They don't know. But he says, I will open the eyes of the blind. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. I'll straighten things out in their life. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to a molten image, you're my God. Hear ye deaf and look ye blind that ye may see. Remember the Pharisees saying, if you say we're blind, and he says, well, if you said you were blind, I could help you, but since you say you're not blind, I can't help you. Who is blind but my servant? We know in part, we prophesy in part. Who is deaf as my messenger? You're speaking my words, but yet you're not catching it. Who is blind as he that is perfect? Blind as the Lord's servant. Seeing many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. So, even though we say things and we see, now we know in part and we prophesy in part, yet there's a lot of things we don't know, we don't see, we don't understand. But he promises to open the eyes of the blind. He promises to make the crooked things straight. This is what God says he would do. Amen? So, it isn't, you know, it isn't our responsibility. It's just our responsibility to say what he wants us to say, to do what he wants us to do. But it's God that gives the increase. Amen? Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but it's God who gave the increase. So who is Paul, who's Apollos? They're nothing. It's God. It's Jesus Christ. It's God. And this is what he says. So then he goes on, he says, but this is a people that are robbed, they're spoiled, they are all of them ensnared in holes, they are hid in prison houses, they are for a prey, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none saith, restore. So who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom they have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient in his law. They were blind, and they were deaf to God. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger, the strength of the battle. It has set him on fire round about, yet he knew it not. And it burned him, yet it laid it not to heart. He didn't consider that God was chastening him. This is his people he's talking about, right? But they're blind. But he's going to make a way for them that they know not. And he's going to make crooked things straight. But the reason they're having problems is because they've gone astray. They're not doing something right. And so the wages of sin is death. Whom the Lord loves, he's going to chasten. Amen? But see, nobody's saying restore here, but it's God that's bringing these things on them, but he wants them to come to know the truth. then we go to 43. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Again, they were writing this, they didn't have verses and chapters. So he's talking to the same people, but now, you know, he's switched it from the Messiah, it switched in 42 over to the, you know, the children of Israel. But now God gives him hope. But now thus saith the Lord, decreed thee, O Jacob, he informed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. So when you pass through the waters, I'm going to be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And the reason is because you go back to 42:1, he says, I'm going to uphold you with... I'm going to uphold you. Another place he says, I'm going to hold on to your hand. I'm going to hold on to your hand. Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. We can be confident of this very thing. He that begun a good work in us, he's going to fulfill it. Our part, again, is to believe on him whom he, God, has sent. We're not believing on ourselves. We're believing on what God said he's going to do. Because though it tarry, wait for it, it's going to come to pass. Okay. So when you go through troubles or anything, he's going to be there. He's going to be there. He's going to uphold you. He's not going to let you fail. He's not going to let you fall. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Now, Jesus said, called and ordained you that you might bring forth fruit, and your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. But when we bear fruit, he also said that that glorifies the Father, right? So, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed. He's bringing fruit from the east. And I'll gather that from the west. I will say, this is God, I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. And that includes you and me, you know. He is, I am made, you are made. Before the foundations of the world, he chose us. Everyone that's called by my name, I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. God chose us, and we're going to see it in a minute. So bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together. Let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, my servant, whom I have chosen. Remember, back to 42:1, he's talking about the Messiah, but it fits us. We're his witnesses. Jesus was, he came to testify of the Father. We come to testify of the Father and of the Son. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know, that we might know him, that we might believe him, and understand that I am he, and before there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior, no Deliverer. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God, just like Jesus. He's called you, he's called me, to bring him glory and honor and praise. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there's none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work. I will work, and who shall let it, or who shall turn it back? Nobody can stop it. We are His workmanship. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God hath foreordained for us to walk in. 43:21. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. They didn't call upon him, yet he's promising him, these people, all this help. He's promising, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to call your seed from the east, the west, the north, the south. But you're not called upon me, O Jacob. Thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me small cattle or thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor weary thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. That thou hast made me to serve with thy sins, thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. So instead of God saying, that's it, I give up, you're a lost cause, he goes further. He says, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake. I will not remember your sins. So put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father has sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of sanctuary, have given Jacob to this curse and Israel to reproaches. But yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. So, there's things wrong with us, but what he says is, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions. Romans. David, Paul said, as David said, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. We've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. Amen? Mm-hmm. And yet none of us are perfect yet in a sense of doing everything perfectly right. But yet our sins are forgiven, even what we don't know yet. When he starts dealing with it, then we have to deal with it. But he's taking care of those things that we don't know about yet. But yet he says, yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant Israel, whom I have chosen. Just like he did Jesus. Thus saith the Lord that made thee, that formed thee from the womb. He made you. He formed you from the womb. Which will help you. God wants to help me. God wants to help you fulfill his call and his purpose for my life, for your life. The work of God is that you believe on him whom he has sent. The work of God is that we believe what he says. Amen? And that's enough work, because it's hard for us at times, because we see ourselves, we see things that we are not right, or we see, you know, I'm not like this, I need to be like that. We need to see that, you know, he that begun a good work in us, he's going to continue to work in us as I continue to believe in him. Amen? Mm-hmm. As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. So walk in him. You received him by faith. You received him by hearing the promise that he'd forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and he'd make you his son and fill you with his spirit, born of the Spirit of God. If you believe and confess, it's by faith. By grace we're saved through faith. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your seed and my blessing upon your offspring. This isn't something you and I can do. We can't make it happen. But God says, he said, he's going to do it. Amen? But it's not because we're doing everything perfect. Although when we believe, the more we believe God, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So as I believe God more, then he's able to work and fulfill the promises according to our faith, so be it unto us. So if I believe what he's saying here, I'll pour water upon them as thirsty floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring. Well, that's it. My kids aren't thirsty. Well, you don't think God can't make them thirsty? Huh? He said he'd open the eyes of the blind, didn't he? See, he'd cause the deaf to hear. He'd make the crooked paths straight. And they shall spring up as among the grass willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. Another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and besides me there is no God. Go to 8. I don't know where to stop. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, have declared it, ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God, I know not any. So everything we need that pertains unto life and godliness, God wants to give it through knowing him. And he already told us, 43:10, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know me, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Now we're going to go back to John chapter 6:29. He says, this is the work of God, that you may believe on him whom he has sent. Well, he keeps talking, and he's talking about eating the bread and drinking the wine, the water. And he says, you know, his blood was drink and his flesh was meat. Well, then we get down further, and he says, 6:58. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this saying, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples, now remember this is saying his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up to where he is before? It is a spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his, what? Disciples. Now, not just people following him, in a sense, listening to his, you know, when he's doing the miracles, watching the movie. But many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Because he said that no man can come unto me except it were given to him of my Father. Now, he also said this in 44, same chapter. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. So the fact that we know God, that we know Jesus Christ as our Savior, the fact that we believe that there is a God, the fact that we believe what the Scriptures say about him, is not something that we can boast in, but it's something we need to be thankful for. Jesus said in Matthew, I think it was 11, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and revealed them unto babes, for such was your will, or something like that. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. No man can come to Christ except the Father which has sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. We are a chosen generation. And maybe this scripture goes there. I really don't know. Many are called, but few are chosen. Whosoever will may come, they're called. So it really is by grace that I'm saved through faith. It's not of myself. It really is a gift from God. Now, you know, there's questions about, well, you know, man, it's not fair. What we want to concentrate on is the fact that, hey, God chose you. God revealed the truth to you. So he really, so we really can be confident of this very thing. He that begun a good work in you. He begun a good work in you. Amen? And he says, I'm going to hold your hand. And when you go through the waters, they're not going to overflow you. When you go through the fire, it won't kindle upon you. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you everything that you need. And you're going to glorify my name. That's his purpose. And you're going to stand before him blameless. He's able to do that. Amen? Not only that, but he can cause all grace to abound towards you so that you have all sufficiency in all things, that you may abound unto every good work. Wow. And then Thessalonians 2, 16 and 17, that he'll establish you in every good word and work. He'll establish you in every good word and work. Every good word and work is what he wants you to say, what he wants you to do. Because it's God that's working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Colossians 9 and 10. Desire that you might be filled with
the knowledge of his will and all
wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy, Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful unto every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Being fruitful in every good work. Paul's praying for that they be fruitful in every good work. But it's through God filling them with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that they may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you. See, he's God working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. But God working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Just like Jesus said, he does the works. I'm not doing the works. He's doing the works. Amen? And that's what God prophesied in Isaiah about him. And that's what, and then, I mean, I didn't get all the way through, but Isaiah 43, 44, 45, 46, and then you keep going on there. He chose Cyrus to, you know, bring the people back to Jerusalem and to build a wall. He wasn't even born yet. It was 100 years before he was born, but God said, he's going to do this. He's going to do that. So you did these works foreordained before the foundation of the world, that we're supposed to do. And maybe that's part of some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Depending on if I'm believing in God. How much I'm believing in God, how much I'm believing in me. Am I trying to do the work, or am I believing in God's promises? You know, am I resting in the fact that he said, God, you said you'd do this. You'd pour your spirit out on my seed. You cause them to walk in your ways. And you cause me to walk in your ways. You said you're able to keep me from falling. You said you're able to present me faultless before your presence. You said if I opened my mouth wide, you would fill it. Amen? Jesus said the works that he did, we would do also, and greater works than these. And he said he didn't do the works, you were doing the works. So, Lord, we just thirst after this. Lord, I believe you always show us things that are beyond us because you want us to believe. Want us to believe in you. Blessed are those that believe. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. He hath done to me great things. Lord, just knowing you, just knowing the truth, even just salvation, it's a gift. We are highly favored, just like Mary. We are highly favored. And that thing that's been born in us is None other than the Spirit of living God. Jesus Christ is living in us. You're living in us, Father. Lord, we want to fulfill your will and your purpose for our lives. Without you, we can do nothing, but you don't want us to do anything without you. You want us to trust you, to believe in you, to rest in you, to acknowledge you in all of our ways. And you would bring it to pass. You would bring it to pass. So, Father, help us to do it. Now, Lord, it says in James we'd be doers of the word and not just hearers only. But the work that we're to do is to believe on him whom you have sent. That's our work. And that's how we enter into the rest. It's how we labor to believe God. We labor to believe your report. Whose report will we believe? We want to believe your report. That's what we live by. Every word that proceeds out of your mouth, the promises, these exceeding great and precious promises, this is what we're to focus on. This is what we're to eat. This is our bread. Spirit's our water. This is what we need. So, Father, we just again thank you for speaking to us tonight and showing us these things. And Lord, we claim your promise, the new covenant, that you write these things, laws on our heart, put them in our minds. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Praise God.